Irish Government Program to Ban Pro-Life Vigils at Abortion Centers. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 18, 2020. The Irish government has adopted a radical new program that will create exclusion zones around abortion facilities to eliminate pro-life demonstrations, counseling, and even silent prayer vigils. The final draft program for government, a 126-page, five-year plan, was agreed upon this week by the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and Green parties and will now pass to internal ratification by party members. In a section titled Protecting Women's Health, the text states that government will provide free contraception, enact the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill, and establish exclusion zones around medical facilities. Writing for the Iona Institute, Dr. Angelo Botana called the program's measures against pro-life protests extreme and a threat to freedom of speech, noting that as a national law, it would also be unique in Europe. The program will facilitate gender transition for minors, seek legal recognition for non-binary people, and introduce hate crime legislation. The assisted reproduction bill promised by the new program will allow surrogacy, gamete donations, and experimentation on embryos, Botana said. Regarding the establishment of exclusion zones for abortion facilities, Botana notes that Irish Prime Minister, Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar has acknowledged that such a measure might be unconstitutional, saying last year, "We are running into real difficulties around restricting peaceful protest and restricting free speech. In placing a ban on peaceful protest, we do enter a difficult space in a democracy when you decide that certain opinions can't be held. Certain types of protests can't happen," Mr. Varadkar said. "In a democracy, if you're going to restrict free speech and if you're going to restrict the right to protest, you need to be on very solid ground." Moreover, Botana adds, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has stated that there is no evidence of threatening, abusive, or insulting behavior by pro-lifers, and present legislation is sufficient to prevent harassment without introducing new measures. "I reconfirm my views expressed at our recent meeting that protests to date at such centers have not contravened the law and are peaceful," Mr. Harris said. Follow at Williams Rome.